This is Akashvani, the news read by Sai Ramuchtaba. The Union Cabinet chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi today approved extension of Jal Jeevan Mission up to December 2028 with an enhanced outlay of nearly 8.7 lakh crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, the Cabinet has approved Jal Shakti Ministry's proposal to restructure and reorient the implementation of the Jal Jeevan Mission from infrastructure creation to a service delivery.
The Jal Jeevan Mission 2.0 is being completely restructured and reoriented. The focus is now on shifting from infrastructure creation to service delivery. Jal Jeevan Mission 1.0 was mainly about creating infrastructure, building the basic foundational work that was required. Now the emphasis will be on service delivery and service quality. In Jal Jeevan 2.0, focus will be on how communities can be involved and how operation and maintenance can be strengthened. The allocation for the mission has also been increased to 8.70 lakh crore rupees.
Jiska allocation hai wo badha ke 8 lakh 70 hazar crore kar diya gaya hai.
The Cabinet has also approved changes in guidelines on investments from countries sharing land border with India. The amendments in the FDI policy aim to unlock greater FDI inflows from global funds for startups and deep techs and take forward the agenda of ease of doing business. Earlier, due to COVID pandemic, the government had amended the extant FDI policy, White Press Note 3, dated 17th April 2020, PN3, in order to curb opportunistic takeovers and acquisitions of Indian companies due to the pandemic. Mr. Vaishnav said the Cabinet has also given nod to proposal for declaration of Madurai Airport in Tamil Nadu as an international airport. Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, and the Indian Navy has jointly conducted 4 successful in-flight release trials of the indigenous air-droppable container, ADC-150, from the P-8I aircraft off the coast of Goa. The trials were conducted between February 21 and March 1st at different extreme release conditions. Designed and developed to deliver 150 kg payload, air-droppable containers will enhance the naval operational logistics capabilities for providing quick response to naval vessels under distress, needing critical stores, equipment and medical assistance at Blue Sea deployed far from the coast. The Ministry of Defence in a statement said that to meet the requirement of the Indian Navy, the ADC-150 system for the P-8I aircraft was developed and qualified in a short time frame. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar exchanged views with Germany's Foreign Minister Johann Wattful on the ongoing conflict in West Asia. Dr. Jaishankar shared this in a social media post. Dr. Jaishankar also exchanged views on the situation, including energy implications, with his South Korean counterpart Cho Yun. Both the leaders also discussed advancing the bilateral agenda between India and South Korea. The government today assured that there is no energy shortage for domestic consumers in the country, and there is no reason to panic. The government said it is committed to ensure uninterrupted supply of affordable energy to domestic consumers of the country. In a social media post, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri highlighted that India's energy imports are continuing to flow in from different sources and routes. Meanwhile, oil companies have enhanced LPG production in the country. As the ongoing conflict in West Asia between the U.S.-Israeli coalition and Iran entered its 11th day today, U.S. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth described today as the most intense period of strikes against Iranian targets since the operation began. Speaking to reporters during a briefing at the Pentagon, Mr. Hegseth said U.S. will continue its operations until its objectives are achieved. The War Secretary noted that Iran's missile response has declined in the last 24 hours. Despite the escalating pressure, missile strikes by Iran have fallen by approximately 90% and drone deployments by around 83% since the start of the conflict. And Swiss Open Badminton Tournament began today in Basel. India's star shuttlers Kidambi Srikanth and Unnati Hooda will spearhead the Indian challenge in the tournament. Two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu is not playing at the Open. Indian players to open the campaign from tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.